Welcome to Eden and Amadeus, the podcast. This is our special Battle of the Sexes edition. I love this one.
So we had 5 different battles, and you'll hear all of them. These are all from this week on the radio on 99.9 Gator Country. Do you remember our categories?
Okay, let me think.
As the person who wrote them.
I do not.
Let's see. Okay, so does alliterative names ring a bell to you? Okay, so alliterative names, that's of course when the first and the last name both start with the same letter. Followed by blank slate. That was where we did TV shows and we left one of the words as a blank. And they had to fill that in. The next one was 5-letter A words. It was like a crossword puzzle. You knew that the answer was going to have 5 letters and start with the letter A.
I decided sometime, I think it was over the weekend, last weekend, that all this year we're going to do 5-letter words starting with A, and we're going to go all the way through Z by the end of the year, like every other week or so.
Oh, it's that takes a little pressure off of you because you have said in the past that choosing the category is almost harder than writing the questions. Where did I leave off? Did I do nursery rhymes yet? We had nursery rhymes as one of them. And then, of course, we always wrap up the week with leftovers, which means questions we just hadn't gotten to either that week, or sometimes we go a little bit into the week prior, but not usually.
Or sometimes even the year prior.
Oh, is that it?
I mean, I've got so many leftovers left over. It's crazy.
Yeah, so the way we always do that is both players get the same category. It's just questions that never made it onto the radio. So let's start with Monday's battle.
This is a Battle of the Sexes replay.
Guys, today we're doing a famous alliterative names quiz. These are people whose first and last names start with the same letter. First question goes to our returning champion, Jared.
Jared, I Love Rock and Roll was a number one pop song in 1981 for this leading lady of the Blackhearts. That is Joan Jett.
That's a break for you, Kelly. This former actor became our 40th president from 1981 to 1989.
Ronald Reagan.
Right.
All right, 0-1. Jared, you can tie it up with this one.
Jared, this Free Guy actor is probably best known for his role as Deadpool.
Too much time, Jared. We were looking for Ryan Reynolds. That's a break for you. Kelly, if you get this one right, the game's over. Kelly, she plays Wonder Woman in the DC Universe and Giselle in the Fast and Furious movies.
Oh, my God. I cannot think of her name.
I'll give you a hint. It starts and ends with the same letter.
It is Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot was what we're looking for. All right, Jarrett.
Jarrett, this blonde bombshell was a pinup girl in the 50s and had a scandalous relationship with President Kennedy.
Oh, my God, I can't think of it.
Oh, my gosh, too much time. Marilyn Monroe was the answer. That means with a score of 1-0. Kelly, you're today's champion.
This is a Battle of the Sexes replay.
Here we go, Tuesday morning, Battle of the Sexes.
Please welcome our returning champion from Callahan. It's Kelly.
And from Yuli, it's time to take her on. Guys, today in honor of Blank Slate, the new show on Game Show Network, it's a TV show, fill in the blank. First question goes to our returning champion, Kelly. What we're going to do is basically give you a TV show title. You fill in the blank. For example, if I said Dancing with the Blank, you would say Stars. Got it?
Got it.
And unlike Blank Slate, where you're trying to be clever and funny, we actually want the real title.
All right, Kelly, Game of Blank.
Thrones?
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's how easy it is. Tom, the walking blank.
Dead.
Yeah.
1-1. Kelly, the amazing blank.
Spider-Man?
No, we're looking for TV shows and it's Rays.
The amazing Rays. That's a break for you, Tom.
Tom, the masked blank.
Singer?
Yeah.
1-2, but you can tie it up with this one. Kelly, curb your blank.
Diet.
Gosh, no, it's Curb Your Enthusiasm with a score of 2-1. We have a new champion in Tom.
Hey, thank you.
This is a Battle of the Sexes replay.
Here we go, Wednesday morning, Battle of the Sexes back for his day number 2 from Yuli. It's Tom.
And to take Tom on today, put your hands together for Mary Jo.
Guys, today we're doing a 5-letter crossword clues. All answers start with the letter A. First question goes to our returning champion, Tom.
Tom, this is considered the fruit of an oak tree.
Oh, too much time. That five-letter A word is?
Acorn.
Acorn.
Yep. All right, that's a break for you. Mary Jo, this five-letter A word is a real heavenly body. Too much time. We're looking for an angel. That's the real heavenly body. That's a five-letter A word. No score yet.
Tom, the beginning, especially in ancient Greece.
Too much time.
Alpha.
Alpha is the beginning of the Greek alphabet. All right, Mary Jo, that's a break for you. This five-letter A word is a platform used for sacrifices. Oh, my gosh. It's altar. Still no score.
But I think we're going to get there this time around. Tom, a book for collecting pictures.
Oh, my God.
Album.
I can't get it.
We're looking for a photo album on that one. Mary Jo, if you get this one right, it's over. Mary Jo, this is a bottomless hole in the earth.
A pit?
No, it's got to be a word with A, abyss.
Abyss is what we're looking for. We are down to an abysmal score of 0-0.
Here is our tiebreaker. The way this works is the first to shout out the answer is our winner. It's also a five-letter word that starts with A. The standard greeting in Hawaii.
Aloha. Aloha.
Tom got Aloha. You by a hair, Mary Jo. Good job, Tom.
This is a Battle of the Sexes replay.
Here we go. Thursday morning, Battle of the Sexes, back to defend his title. It's Tom from Yulee.
And close by on the north side, it's Teresa.
Guys, today it's a nursery rhymes quiz. We're just going to ask you some questions about some popular nursery rhymes. First one goes to our returning champion, Tom.
Tom, in Three Blind Mice, who cut off the mice tails?
I do not know.
That is the farmer's wife.
That is a break for you. Teresa in Hey Diddle Diddle, who did the dish run away with?
The spoon.
Yes.
0-1.
Tom in Hickory Dickory Dock, what time did the clock strike?
12?
No, 1.
Uh-oh, that means, Teresa, if you get this one right, the game's over. Teresa, where did Peter Pumpkin Eater put his wife?
In the pumpkin.
Oh, my yes. God. Absolutely. With a score of 0-2, Teresa, you're today's champion.
This is a Battle of the Sexes replay.
Here we go. Friday morning, Battle of the Sexes.
Please welcome our champion from the north side. It's Teresa.
And here to take Teresa on from Gainesville, it's Griffin. Guys, on Friday, we do leftovers. That means questions that didn't quite make it on past Battle of the Sexes. First question goes to our returning champion, Teresa, from our fill-in-the-blank TV shows, Law and Blank.
Order.
Sure.
One for you.
Griffin, also from fill-in-the-blank TV shows, Blank Anatomy.
Grave.
Yes.
1-1. All right, Teresa, from our alliterative names quiz, this means the first and last name start with the same letter. Teresa, this red-haired actress played Giselle in Enchanted and Lois Lane in Man of Steel.
I don't know.
Amy Adams is who we were looking for. That's a break for you, Griffin.
Griffin, alliterative names. That means the first and last name have the same first initial. This red-haired actress is known for her roles in The Parent Trap, Freaky Friday, and Mean Girls.
Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
All right, 1-2, which means you have to get this one right to stay in the game. Teresa, this is from our acronyms quiz. An acronym is a word made of the letters of a phrase.
Got it.
All right, Teresa, from our acronyms quiz, what does the P stand for in POTUS?
President.
Sure.
Yeah, President of the United States. All right, Griffin, you can win if you get this one right.
Griffin, from our acronyms quiz, what does the E stand for in FEMA?
Emergency.
It does.
Nice. We have a manly man champion for the weekend.
This leaves us with Griffin going into next week. Do we get any kind of sneak preview on what to expect for next week, or do we have to tune in?
Next week, anyone who plays gets tickets to see Brothers Osborne. They're going to be at the Amp St. Augustine. They're so great live.
You do have to be in our listening area of Jacksonville, Florida, to play for real on the battle, but you can always listen in on the radio using Alexa or going to 99.9GatorCountry.com. For those of you guys here in town, be sure you're tuned in for the Battle of the Sexes.